And how do we measure aerosols? So throughout the course, like I'll introduce various topics, and I'll throw a bit on how we measure it. In the block in the middle, I'll focus just on analytical part, but throughout there'll be a bit of coupling through the analytical section. So in this case here, we're looking at a device which is quite small. So these can be literally put in a little unit that you can put onto your belt so that you can measure the aerosol environment around you. This one's called a Cyclone Alutriator. So the mechanism of operation, we have got dusty air coming in here. There's a cyclonic motion, hence the name, and that cyclonic motion is designed to eliminate very large particles so that we only collect aerosol range particles. Those aerosol range particles are then collected onto a membrane filter in here. The membrane filter is simply a polymer with it, where there's a hole size in the polymer which is very clearly defined. So we'll be using these sort of membrane filters in our practical next week. We'll be looking at cigarette smoke in terms of the aerosols that are present there. And we usually use Robbie's attempt to find a whippersnapper that's really bad. If anybody's got like a really terrible car, we can give it a go. We've only had 1 year. The very first year we did this, a student had a really old Land Rover, really, really old, and it blew some good smoke, and we got a good amount of aerosol collected. But every other year we've failed to get a decent load of aerosol, and we're also collecting NOx gases. We've also failed to get NOx because nearly every car's got a catalytic converter these days, and even if it's in pretty lousy state, they still work well enough to wreck our measurements. So we're going for a whippersnapper in the lousiest state. Problem is, he's picked a whippersnapper the last couple of years that's been in such lousy state it hasn't started or it's broken down halfway through the measurement. Hopefully he'll get it right this year. So PM10 is referring to particulate matter 10, where 10 is 10 microns. So this is our aerodynamic diameter of the particles. This is looking for the breakdown of the particles that we find in southeast Queensland. And so your average concentration might be around 15 micrograms per meter cubed of air. And it's then typically wood vegetation, burning, some dust from soils, some motor vehicle emissions, this is usually diesel, a bit of marine sea salt background, and then in the case of southeast Queensland, there's some industry down there, so a bit of an industry component as well. Sorts of values in terms of ranges. Urban air, if it's clean, should be around 300 micrograms per meter cubed in a reasonable sort of a city. Power station flue might be 100 milligrams per meter cubed. Okay, so that's why we typically these days clean up coal-fired power stations instead of pumping them out into the atmosphere. Right at the start there, I showed you some old smoky sort of flues from way back when. Certainly when I was in Auckland growing up, I remember seeing some really smoky power stations there. I've got some nice historic slides from Sydney where there's some very smoky power stations there. And when I was in South Africa, they had some dismal power stations there. So it used to be that nobody used to worry about aerosols, but these days there's a lot of attention to trying to clean up these loads of aerosols coming out of industrial plants.